This podcast is intended for investment professionals only. All investing involves risk.
Hello and welcome to another edition of L&G Talks Asset Management. I'm Nick Jardine, Content Manager at L&G. I'm delighted to be joined today by my colleagues Ali Farrell, Head of Impact Strategies for Real Estate, and Sean Holcroft, Head of Affordable Homes. Thank you both for being here. Our affordable housing platform is a demonstration of how investing in real assets can lead to a real impact. Aside from providing potentially compelling investment opportunities, the provision of these homes addresses a critical societal need, producing an impact both regionally and nationally. Today, we'll offer a snapshot into this space, as well as highlighting some recent developments here within L&G that affect our affordable housing efforts. Ali, let's start with you. We've spoken about affordable housing on the podcast before, and with good reason. There's a big need for it. Can we once again set the scene? Why is this need so prevalent, and how can organisations like L&G help address it?
Yeah, thanks, Nick. Thanks for having us again. So if we set the scene out as we did before, so at the moment, there's about 1.3 million households who are sitting on the affordable housing waiting list. So that's families across the UK waiting for a home to call their own. And of that number, we're estimating around about 170,000 of those are children who are in temporary accommodation. So waiting for a permanent home and their own bedroom. And what this is, I guess, in a backdrop is where traditional providers of affordable housing have become, increasingly under pressure, and they're really navigating quite a challenging environment of rising cost and underinvestment on aging stock. And what this means for them is they're unable to deliver as much new affordable housing as we require. So the government estimates they need to deliver about 145,000 affordable homes every year on a new basis. And currently the market achieves around about a third of that. So there's definitely a gap at the moment in terms of what we can deliver. So sort of turning to L&G and why it has a role to play in the sector. Well, L&G has been investing for a number of years in affordable housing since 2018, and so far has delivered over 8,000 homes. We have families and customers now living in those homes that we have built. And why it's important for L&G is as a long-term investor. So it's about long-term investment into these homes. And just probably from a final point, it's been a real evolution of capital at L&G in terms of who's investing in these homes and why it aligns so much. So originally it started with our balance sheet. So we invested balance sheet money to create the operator that Sean will talk about. Then moving on to our annuity book. And then finally, it's something that we've actually launched with external investors.
Thanks, Ali. Sean, obviously the need is very pressing, but I guess it's not just a case of kind of building the homes and hoping the right people find them. Could you maybe talk about some of the challenges and obstacles around having an affordable housing platform, particularly one of the scale of L&G's, and how we can overcome these?
Yeah, thanks, Nick. And lovely to be here, as Ali said. Look, you know, we're doing something here at L&G that hasn't been done before. As Ali rightly referred to, we're identifying new ways to be able to draw capital into the affordable housing sector and use our platform to be able to deliver much needed homes for customers right across the country who are in housing need. Some of the challenges in structuring that and building it come down to firstly the nature of the market we're working in. We serve a wide cross-section of the UK population in terms of the range of tenures of housing that we provide in the affordable space. And some of those customers are vulnerable and they don't have a huge amount of options available as to how they fulfill their housing aspiration. And as in any case where you have a market that's characterized by that, there's a high level of regulation that goes with working in this environment. And so our platform not only needs to be able to ensure that it looks after the interests of those customers and that it delivers sustainable long-term return for our investors, but also that it complies with the regulatory environment in which we operate. And I know we might come back to that a little bit further down the line. We've then had to think about how do we get those new capital flows to emerge into a sector which is typically used to only working with debt-based investors, and thinking about how to structure the platform and the holding companies in order to be able to bring that new form of capital into the market and offer stable returns off the back of that has all been part of unlocking the opportunity to be able to deliver those much needed homes and have that social impact, that careful stewardship of that capital, whether it's L&G's annuity investment or third party capital, can offer. And then once you've built the capital stack and you've originated or sourced the homes, you've then got to manage those homes. And we work through our own internal platform, partnered with a range of management providers who deliver those services to the customer and to our properties. And all of that has to comply with the regulatory and legislative environment in which we operate. But also, as you scale, you've got to think about how you can create efficient, repeatable process. And technology has a huge role to play. And we've invested quite heavily in our technology platform in the business to be able to ensure that as we grow the scale of the assets under management, we achieve marginal cost efficiency relative to income. And then lastly, we have to work with both the wider sector and stakeholders who work in the and around the affordable housing sector, government, politicians, etc., to get everybody comfortable with new ways of working, new ways of investing into a sector that's been around for getting on for 200 years. But we are really at the front end of introducing new forms of capital, new ways of working into that environment. And it's no small job to ensure that people feel reassured that whilst the good name of LNG is arriving into the sector, it's also arriving, providing safe stewardship of those new forms of capital.
Excellent. Thanks, Sean. Ali, let's bring this to life a little bit. Could you maybe talk about a live example of a scheme which kind of represents what we're trying to achieve with our affordable housing platform?
Yeah, so a scheme that we completed actually a couple of months ago, and one that's very close to both Sean and my heart, is a scheme that we've just transacted on up in North London. So it's in Colindale on the Northern Line, if you're a regular traveller on the Tube, just by Brent Cross Shopping Centre. And it's a 311 apartment scheme, and it's 100% social rent. And what that means is it's the most affordable type of affordable rent in the market, and specifically in London. So if I give you a kind of a feel for what that means, in a two-bedroom apartment, an average family, two children, will be paying around about £800 per month, compared to what it would be on the open market of around about £1,700-1,800 a month. So it's around about 40% of open market rent. And that includes service charge costs as well in that figure. And what this means is that households and families and individuals who earn around about £25,000 to £35,000 a year are able to afford these homes. And it's a really important way of giving them access to high quality accommodation within central London. But it also provides some really strong stability for some of these families who are often coming out of temporary accommodation. So as I mentioned before, there's a large number of children in temporary accommodation at the moment. This scheme alone, we're expecting to take around about 500 children out of temporary accommodation. So they'll be in local hotels, hostels, or unsuitable accommodation, and they'll move into a really high specificated LNG home. And kind of on to Sean's point, they'll then also be looked after by LNG, which for us is a really exciting USP. So we interact directly with our customers. They know that they're in an LNG home, and they deserve and receive the service that any LNG customer does. So we're really trying to replicate that across the social housing sector, the same that we do across all the other industries that we work in as well. So it's a really crucial part of what we're delivering, and actually brings the investment and why it's so tangible to life. And I guess comparing it, as we said, to why investors are so interested in this opportunity is about what this building, what the income stream delivers. So the rents are annually uplifted by CPI plus one, and that's a certain cash flow that it gives to the investors. So they find that extremely appealing. But on top of that, because of the demand in this area, so there's over 5,000 households on the waiting list for these types of homes, that the occupancy within this scheme will be up to 100% by the middle of the year. And we expect to be that consistently 95 and above into perpetuity, because the demand is so incredibly high for this scheme. So not only does it offer really high quality accommodation for our customers, it also delivers the returns that our investors are looking for.
Excellent. Thanks, Ali. Let's move on and talk about some recent developments for us. Partnerships have always been important, and we recently announced a joint venture with Hyde Group. Sean, can you talk a little bit about this partnership, what it means for the provision of more affordable homes, and importantly, what it also means potentially for investors?
Thank you, Nick. Yeah, we're really excited about the Hyde partnership. Maybe just start by talking a little bit about the affordable housing sector and who the players are in it. Yeah, they're across local authorities and housing associations. There are about 4.4 million affordable homes that exist in that sector today. So about one in five of every home in this country is owned and held by a housing association or a local authority grouped up to be called registered providers. That's a massive amount of real estate. It's a massive responsibility that sits on the sector to provide good quality affordable accommodation to around 25% of the population of the country. And in addition to that, as Ali has already covered, they also hold the responsibility alongside organisations like LNG for delivering new affordable housing into the country and to the population. And the need for that continues to grow. The opportunity to be able to bring together players from within that sector like Hyde with our model, our platform, the work that we have done over the last 7 or 8 years to build our presence in this marketplace is a long-held ambition. It's something that we have believed was an important part of the role that we could play to be able to ensure that we maximise our ability for the sector as a whole to be able to meet the affordable housing need that exists out there in the country. And importantly, given the structural imbalance between demand and supply for new homes and the growing responsibility and liability for investing into existing homes to bring them up to modern day standards in terms of energy efficiency and thermal performance, that there is a need to recapitalize the sector by bringing the capital flows that LNG has access to the wider sector. And the really exciting thing for me about the Hyde partnership is it provides the first tangible demonstration of us working at scale to be able to identify ways to bring together what we call the not-for-profit side of the sector with institutional investors, institutional grade platform in the form of LNG's model. And by doing that, we are able to do a couple of really important things. Firstly, we're able to look at acquiring existing portfolios of stock from organizations like Hyde, such that we can then invest into those homes and improve their performance and also deliver a capital receipt to Hyde, which it can then go and invest in delivering more new homes or investing into the other homes that it owns and manages. It also means over time that we and Hyde can look at whether there's opportunity for us to join our capabilities and develop more new homes or manage a wider portfolio of stock between us, potentially acquiring from other organisations in the sector. And I think what's really interesting from the investor proposition in terms of this partnership is that in addition to our now well-established routes to market into new build affordable housing, it gives us the ability to be able to acquire potentially large portfolios of existing homes from within the sector at scale in single transactions. And there's two really compelling characteristics to those portfolios. One, it's existing homes, it's existing assets that we can go out, look at, we can touch, we can feel, we can underwrite the property that is there today. And they are accretive from day one. They are revenue generating from the moment of acquisition. It's a really important moment, I think, in the evolution of the sector and LNG's role in the sector that we have been successful in creating that partnership. And I'm really excited to see what us, Hyde and others go on to do with that type of model over the next few years.
Thanks, Sean. And one development I think we should also talk about is news around ratings given to affordable homes. I think I'm right in saying that we at LNG recently achieved top ratings in governance, financial viability, and consumer standards across our affordable homes business. It's obviously a standout achievement. It's one we can be very proud of. What are some of the steps that we've taken to get here?
Yeah, so I'm incredibly proud of the team for all the work that's gone into building the legal and general affordable homes model to a point where we've been able to achieve the regulatory rating. I guess just to set the scene for listeners a little bit who might not be that familiar with regulation in the affordable housing space, you know, it's what's called a co-regulatory environment. So we have a regulator of social housing who specializes in the regulation of affordable housing providers. They operate a model by which effectively we are continually assessed and are required to continually self-assess our own compliance with a suite of regulatory standards which cover, as you've rightly said, our services to consumers and the management of the affordable housing properties and the protection of those properties, the effective governance of the vehicles, which are known as registered providers, that we hold those assets in, and then the financial viability of those vehicles. And it's no small feat to achieve the top rating across all three of those elements. There are currently 20 of about 1,500 registered providers in the country that hold a rating at the top level across each of those three grades. It's equally really important for us here at LNG because the regulator only deems top gradings for consumer standards and viability as compliant. And on the governance grading, LNG LNG's own annuity book currently only has appetite to invest into register providers which hold that top grading. So proving our ability as a relative new entrant to the sector to operate at the highest expected standard from our regulator is a really important proof point of our ability to work in the marketplace. And it also demonstrates our commitment to ensuring that we have equitable treatment of our customers alongside our investors and that they both benefit from the work that we do in the sector. I think what's also really important for us to recognize is that we have now absolutely got a demonstrable proof point that we have stolen a march over other institutions that might be looking to scale platforms in the affordable housing sector. We've developed true competitive advantage, which Ali and the team and others are able to take out into the marketplace and demonstrate that investing through our platform provides a safety net, a level of competence that is maybe not there in all other cases. And equally, we have built defensible barriers to entry, the standard that now needs to be met by others to operate in the sector and to play the role that we are playing is defined by the successes that we've had. And I'm delighted that we have been able to demonstrate what is necessary in order to be effective professional operators within the affordable housing sector. I think we should also recognise that getting those grades avoids a whole load of rework that would have been necessary if we hadn't been able to achieve it first time round. So I'm delighted on both fronts.
And I think that that's a fantastic and great kind of positive way to end the podcast today. Sean, Ali, thank you so much for your time. And thank you everybody for listening.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
As a reminder, this podcast is intended for investment professionals only and shouldn't be shared with a non-professional audience. The views expressed in this podcast are those of L&G's Asset Management Division, as at the date of publication. This podcast is for informational purposes only, and we're not soliciting any action based on it. The information discusses general market, economic or political issues, or industry or sector trends. It does not constitute research or investment, legal or tax advice. It is not recommendation or advertisement to buy or sell securities or pursue a particular investment strategy. Assumptions, opinions, and estimates are provided for illustrative purposes only. There is no guarantee that any forecast made will come to pass. No party shall have any right of action against L&G in relation to the accuracy or completeness of the information contained in this podcast. Where this podcast contains third-party information, the accuracy or completeness of such information cannot be guaranteed, and we accept no responsibility or liability in respect of such information, not for distribution to any person in any jurisdiction where such distribution would be contrary to local law or regulations. Copyright 2025. Legal and General Investment Management Limited is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Unless otherwise stated, references herein to L&G, we and us are meant to capture the global conglomerate that includes, in the European Economic Area, LGIM Managers Europe Limited, authorised and regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland as a UCITS management company pursuant to European Communities Undertaking for Collective Investment in Transferable Securities Regulations 2011 as amended, and as an Alternative Investment Fund Manager pursuant to the European Union Alternative Investment Fund Managers Regulations 2013 as amended. In the USA, Legal and General Investment Management America, Inc., a US SEC regulated investment advisor. In Japan, Legal and General Investment Management Japan, KK, a Japan FSA registered investment management company. In Hong Kong, issued by Legal and General Investment Management Asia Limited, which is licensed by the Securities and Futures Commission. And in Singapore, issued by LGIM Singapore Pte Limited, company registration number 20223187 6W, which is regulated by the Monetary Authority of Singapore. For full terms and conditions, please visit our website. To find more content, you can check us out on LinkedIn or on our website.